This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you so much. Lawrence Scott here with Tim Roy and Warriors player development coach Theo Robertson, a Bay Area native who played in high school at De La Salle and then on to the Cal Bears program where he was a star on that Bears team. We'll talk about all of his Bay Area basketball background, but now with the Warriors. And a second stint was with the video department when he first started with the Warriors, but now back in this player development coaching role for the Warriors, working with guys like Eric Paschal. Theo, thank you so much for joining us. And how has it been in the past bit working now in this new capacity in player development and working with guys like Eric Paschal, who are really learning how to shine early here in their NBA careers?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you guys for having me. It's obviously been a great blessing to be back here with the Warriors. As you mentioned before, you know, being from the Bay Area, to have the opportunity to work for my hometown team is nothing short of a dream. So that has always been special. It was so in 2014 when I first got the opportunity, and then certainly to have another stint with the team, that's not something that's lost on me. But this year has been great. Obviously back in a different role, more of a coaching role this year. So I feel very fortunate to be a part of Coach Curry's staff and be working with all of our guys in conjunction with the rest of our player development team. It's been a lot of fun.
Theo, as Lawrence indicated, you're a Bay Area guy through and through, and I want to start back in high school. You play for De La Salle, which, you know, it sometimes I think their favorite score would be 20-12 for a final. It's a defensive-minded program. How has that influenced you? And the second part of the question, let's go back and reminisce a little bit about your days in high school and what do you remember from back then?
Yeah, I think I certainly was fortunate in that I got to play for Frank Alaco, who I believe is one of the best coaches, you know, regardless of level in our country. So to have the opportunity to play for him for 4 years did so much for me, both as a player and as my development just as a young man. And it's funny that you mentioned those were, you know, some interesting days just in terms of the way that we played back then. And, you know, we really took great pride in being a team that, you know, was fundamental and really solid and, you know, certainly tried to put a great emphasis on the defensive side of the floor. There was a lot of challenges, I think, looking back on that time. As you mentioned, you know, we'd have a lot of games, 42-20, you know, really low-scoring games. And so as a young player growing up and, you know, aspiring to play in college, play in the NBA, and you get to high school and, you know, we used to joke about it all the time, me and my friends, if you scored 15, it was like you scored 30. But that wasn't necessarily the sentiment amongst those that, you know, saw the box score and, you know, just couldn't understand, you know, the true value of what we were getting in that program, which was so enriched with many other things that made you a great basketball player. But I certainly was very thankful for my time at De La Salle, learned everything really that has built my basketball foundation during those 4 years, and I certainly carry on a lot of those lessons with me today.
Another huge success story comes by staying local for college, playing at Cal, and, you know, it's a great team in 2010 that wins the Pac-10 championship, as it was still the Pac-10 then, before becoming the Pac-12, and just what you had done, earning team MVP honors and playing so well that season. Then later you're helping with the program under Coach Montgomery in the director of operations role, and then later as an assistant coach. I mean, your story as it relates to Cal is impressive. Kind of take us back to your playing days at Cal and what you got there during that time that you bring forward with you now to the Warriors.
Yeah, that was a special time for sure. I was recruited originally to play at Cal by Ben Braun and Louis Reyno, who was a coach at De La Salle prior to my being at the high school, but he was the associate head coach at Cal at the time. And those two guys brought me in, and you know, I think it's been a theme in my journey, and a special one at that, and just in terms of having the opportunity to grow up here in the Bay Area and represent the Bay, really every step of my career, or both playing and professionally. So when I got to Cal as a freshman, like, that was a dream for me to be playing in the Pac-10. It was really quite an honor, because I didn't take that lightly. You know, you look at a lot of different schools around the country. If you're not a national program, and you recruit on that landscape, I think, you know, there's a lot of pride in representing your school from a geographic standpoint. In my freshman year, there was some injuries, and I ended up starting like our first five or six games. And when I looked out on the floor, there was myself, you know, from Pittsburgh, California, De La Salle, played with Leon Poe, Oakland Tech, was a great player. Ayanda Ibaka, Oakland High, was a Parade All-American in high school. Richard Midgley from Modesto Christian, had a stellar career at Cal, and then Devon Harden from Newark Memorial. And so the opportunity to play with all these talented players, all being from Northern California and the Bay Area, was really special to me. So to be able to carry that with me throughout my 5 years, I guess it was, that I was at Cal, redshirted one season, and to finish my career there playing with a really talented team and winning a Pac-10 championship, I think it was the first time in 50 years. Those were certainly special moments that I think fondly of. And really, you know, I think just like in high school, so many lessons, memories, experiences that, you know, really shaped who I am today, and, you know, certainly carry a lot of those things with me as I perform in this role here with the Warriors now.
Theo, when you got done playing at Cal, what, and I think Mike Montgomery hired you as a grad assistant, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. What prompted you to take that job and to coach? Where is the genesis of that as a possible life in basketball?
So when I finished playing my senior year at Cal, I was actually in Chicago, working out at Attack Athletics with Tim Grover, preparing for the draft. This was in 2010. And it was out there that I realized that I was going to need another hip surgery, which was my third at that point in time. And that ultimately was going to be the end of my playing career. I tried to rehab from that injury for about a year, obviously knowing kind of where you need to be in the check marks at different stages of that rehab process. I just wasn't feeling like myself. I just felt like it was an incredibly challenging uphill battle that at that point in time, after consulting with doctors and them giving me the information that, you know, I could probably play for 3, 4, 5 years, it just didn't seem worthwhile to me to continue to play. Especially if I wasn't finding the same joy in being on the floor anymore. So I had to make a decision and look towards what was going to be next. And actually, prior to my joining Cal on their staff, I was actually fortunate enough to earn an internship at the Pac-10 offices. That was a phenomenal experience for me. Really one of my best years professionally that I've had to date. I got so many different experiences and exposure to just working in a professional setting, working with a lot of talented individuals in athletic administration under Larry Scott's leadership there at the Pac-10 offices. That was a really exciting year for me. But during that year, the one thing that I realized was that I still had an incredible desire to compete. And I remember having a conversation with Larry at that point in time, and, you know, was just kind of inquiring about his process and his role and, you know, maybe where he got to compete, you know, in his capacity. And, you know, he talked to me a lot about, you know, the desire to improve the conference and you know, to have us distinguish ourselves as being the premier conference in the country and create an exceptional experience for our student athletes, so on and so forth. And that was a very real component of my job as well. But I didn't feel the same satisfaction of, you know, drawing the line between winning and losing. I was promoting the welfare of, you know, 12 member institutions at that time. This was the first year that the conference moved from the Pac-10 to the Pac-12, adding Colorado and Utah. And so I just greatly missed, you know, being in the fire with teammates, with coaches. And then I had a great passion for teaching. I like to think of myself as a detail guy. I'm really fascinated by minutia. And so I wanted to give back to the game and compete in that capacity. And as I made that realization over the course of that year, it was at that point that I reached back out to Coach Montgomery and expressed my desire to be a part of the program. And fortunately enough, the very next year, I was able to join Cal again as a graduate manager and get the start of my coaching career that way.
You know, there's a family aspect to that Cal program that does tie to the Warriors, and follow me here. I mean, one of your teammates and close friends is one of the guys I consider to be one of the best people I've met in and around basketball, that being Jordan Wilkes, his brother Omar with Octagon and doing great work as well, and of course, their dad, Jamal Wilkes, the Warriors great and Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer. You obviously spend some time around that Wilkes family and just the people that are around that Cal program, but especially Jamal, Jordan, Omar, and the family at large. I mean, what are some of the things that has been brought to your life from those associations?
Oh, well, I think first and foremost, you hit it right on the head. That's a phenomenal family. From the time that I met Jordan as a freshman at Cal, that he instantly we clicked and hit it off, and, you know, that's my best friend. So just from that standpoint, just feeling like, you know, my life has been enriched by adding additional family. That's probably the first thing that stands out to me. But specifically as it relates to kind of our journeys in coaching and our professional endeavors, the first thing I think that is really cool, in my opinion, is growing up, I obviously loved the NBA and, you know, was a Warriors fan. But I didn't have the opportunity to attend many basketball games. I can only remember three prior to joining the Warriors in 2014, three NBA games that I had gone to. One of those games happened to be, I think either it was game three or four in 2007, We Believe Year, playing Dallas. I was able to go to those games with Jordan and Jamal. So that was a phenomenal experience just to be able to take in one, just an NBA game, but two, a playoff level game. So that was pretty awesome. And then I think the other cool thing about what we're all doing right now, myself, Jordan, and Omar, after my initial 2 years here with the Warriors, I had the opportunity to go down to LA and work with the Lakers under Luke Walton at the time when he took that job. And it was really special because Jordan was working for the organization in the front office. Omar was working as an agent, still is working as an agent for Octagon, and he had a number of players on the team and was based in L.A. And so we've always had this vision of, you know, Omar representing the both of us at one point in some capacity, Jordan running the team and me coaching the team. So in some ways, we were able to live out that dream at least for a year while I was there, and that's always been a really special moment that that I thought was pretty cool.
Theo, how did you get to the Warriors? And as a guy working in the video room, what did you learn there about the NBA that's helping you now? And of course, we're talking with Theo Robertson, player development coach for the Warriors. I'm Tim Roy, along with Lawrence Scott.
So I initially got to the Warriors, and this would have been, I think, in 2013 or 2014, Mike Montgomery, head coach of Cal at the time, retires. I'm 27 years old, and I, you know, was kind of at a crossroads in my career. You know, you're kind of looking at the situation at hand. Who is Cal going to bring in as the next coach? Do I try to stay and, you know, work on that staff? Nothing's obviously guaranteed one way or the other. But as I mentioned before, I had an incredible passion for teaching, and I love detail. I love minutia. And so for me, I think a lot about, I simplify it this way, the difference between good and great. And to me, it's all the little things. And for a young guy that wanted to be exposed to greatness or elite talent, elite coaching, you wanted to be in the NBA. And so at that point in time, I just made a decision that I was going to commit everything that I had to trying to land an NBA opportunity. Throughout that whole season leading up to this off season, I was reaching out to anybody that would listen. I remember at the time having lunch with Warriors former general manager Larry Riley, a number of people that would just give me great advice and how to navigate, this journey. And then that offseason, I was kind of doing the same. I remember being at the facility in Oakland and talking with Kirk Lacob and Bob Myers and watching workouts at the time. And they hadn't made a decision on who they were going to bring in at that point. But once they did make the decision to bring on Steve, there was a couple of weeks that went by. I actually was offered an opportunity to join Santa Cruz, which I was extremely excited about and accepted immediately, and was actually making plans to, situate myself out in Santa Cruz and get ready to start that journey. And maybe a week or so after accepting that position, I was notified that Steve actually wanted one more body in the video room, and they asked me if I wanted to be up in Oakland with the big club, and that was a no-brainer as well. So I was very fortunate to get that call and accept that position as a video intern in 2014. And in that year, I learned so much about the game. The NBA is completely unique and different from any other level of basketball, whether that be international, college, high school, et cetera. And our responsibilities in the video room were to break down our opponent scout videos. That was pretty much the core component of what we were doing. So I remember my first week there, I had a conversation with Chris DeMarco, and he was a former video intern and assistant video coordinator, and he just let me know how enriched his experience was by spending so much time with the film and around, an NBA staff. And my situation was no different. You just learn so much by watching so much film, learning the terminology, understanding NBA sets, personnel. And then I think the great thing about working on a staff under Steve Kerr is that it's extremely inclusive. So, there were plenty of times during that season where, they understand that as video guys, we were watching all the film, and they would ask your input on certain things. And it was just a great way for you to feel good and valued about the work that you were doing. And, you really felt like you were making a contribution to the team. And it was just a heck of experience to be able to be involved with that group at that period of time with the success that we had. And then I think the last piece that really stood out to me was just how fortunate I was to be around such great coaches. On that staff, it was head coach Alvin Gentry, who's the head coach now, was before, joining the Warriors. Luke Walton, obviously. Steve, Ron Adams, so many respected coaches. It just made for a really incredible experience.
And now in this player development role, you've got even an added responsibility. And in this season, you saw more on-court responsibilities, which with some injuries to the team, you were thrust in the position in practices to be playing with the team. But, you can still dunk on people. You're really out there making things happen on the court. But for that to be an active sense of participation on the court with the guys, what is that like to be a coach or a teacher, but also, hanging on the court with these guys?
It's obviously a lot of fun to get out there and play every now and then. It's certainly something that, I think I feel very fortunate to be able to give, to an organization in terms of my ability to get on the floor. And really, I look at my role as a coach as being in the service business, right? And so my approach has always been, you know, give our players whatever it is that they need to be successful. And because I'm still able to move and have an understanding of what we're trying to accomplish as a team, by virtue of my working on the coaching staff, it's being out on the floor to give a guy a look, helps them, then that's what I want to do. It's certainly, you know, I think we all have a passion and a love for this game. So anytime you can strip away, you know, the teacher, mentee, coach, player, and just get out there and hoop every once in a while, that's always fun. But I just look at it as a way to, again, find a way to contribute to our group and then, you know, again, service our players in any way that I possibly can.
Theo, when you guys as a coaching staff look at this team for whether the end of this year, but I'm going to look ahead to next year because right now everything is so uncertain about this year. But, you know, assuming the next year comes off and the NBA gets back to whatever new normal it is, when you look at this roster that the Warriors have and the potential that's there, what do you guys see? What do you guys get excited about?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're excited about the opportunity to really take advantage of what we thought this year was. And that was, you know, really hopefully being a springboard into next season. We found ourselves in a situation where so many young guys got valuable experience. And, you know, you really only get that by getting game minutes. There's only so much you can do in the practice facility or watching film. So I think a lot of these guys' development was actually accelerated and enhanced, you know, just by their opportunity to get on the floor. So when you look at next season with our roster and guys coming back healthy, we really feel like we have a great opportunity to be competitive again. I think going through the type of year that we had this year, everyone will be charged up to, you know, really get out there and compete and put a really strong effort towards, you know, being the team that we know we're capable of being. And, you know, the league has gotten better. We feel like we still have a lot to give and, you know, we'll have a say and be a part of that conversation. So just transferring, you know, a lot of the experience and growth that we were able to achieve this season and combining that with a, you know, healthy Steph and Clay and Dre and whatever else, whoever else that we may add to our roster, we're really excited and looking forward to that.
And we are too. Theo, thank you for the time with your story and that of what you're doing with the team. Love catching up with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!